Soundings presents an unabridged recording of For the Love of Catherine, written by Carol Llewellyn and read by Anne Cater. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings.
Chapter 1. On the 10th of April 1912, the Titanic, the pride of the White Star Line, set sail on her maiden voyage from Southampton to New York. On board, 2,223 passengers and crew. At 11:40 on the night of Sunday, the 14th of April, 1912, Myra Parsons woke with heart thumping. A loud noise had vibrated through the ship. She left her cabin, the one she shared with her two-year-old daughter Catherine and her future mother-in-law Ethel Jenkins, who were both still sound asleep, and made the long trek from steerage, third-class accommodation, to the upper decks of the Titanic. She returned quickly, in a state of panic.
"Wake up, Ethel! Ethel, wake up!"
Myra cried, frantically shaking the woman by the shoulders.
"What is it? Whatever's wrong?"
A bleary-eyed Ethel asked.
"Come on, get up, quick! We need to get ourselves up onto the boat deck. Something's happened. I think it's serious."
"Happened?"
Ethel squinted at the old wind-up alarm clock, the one she'd insisted on bringing from home.
"Good Lord, girl, it's barely midnight. Why are you dressed in your day clothes?"
I've been to the upper decks, and I tell you, everyone's rushing about up there. It's frantic. I heard someone shout that the ship has collided with an iceberg. The ship's engines have stopped. I saw the crew preparing the lifeboats. Oh, Ethel, we're all going to die."
"Meyer, please calm down. You are frightening me."
Ethel had never seen Meyer so agitated.
"Calm down? Didn't you hear what I said?"
"Yes, I heard you. But I really can't believe we're in any danger. Only the other day, the Daily Express quoted Captain Smith of the Titanic saying even God himself couldn't sink this ship. And I believe him."
"No, Ethel, you really have to trust me on this. Now, hurry. Please get dressed while I see to Catherine. We shall need plenty of warm clothes. It's very cold up there on the boat deck. I still can't believe that you slept through that awful noise,"
Meyer admonished.
"With our cabin situated and..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?